The Czech government this week decided to extend uranium mining for an indefinite term. Production at the Vysočina region's state-owned Dolní Rozinka mine was originally to end in 2008. Under the new resolution, the Diamo company overseeing uranium mining will file an economic benefit report every year, and production will continue as long as it will be profitable. Preliminary calculations forecast some 2 billion crowns to land in state coffers if the extension runs until 2012. Dieter Asiedu spoke to the head of the Academy of Sciences Institute of Geology, Václav Cílek, about the significance of uranium mining in the Czech Republic, which is the 12th biggest producer in the world.
You know, in order to understand the situation in Czech Republic, we have to understand the global situation with the uranium. There seems that we are entering the second age, the second half of the carbon age. It means that we are expecting oil depletion and maybe even, you know, the coal mining will be rather limited due to the CO2 released to the atmosphere and the greenhouse effect. So most of the people, in fact, in the energy are expecting a renaissance of the nuclear power plants. And this expectation has led to the increase of the prices of the uranium, something like 9 times for the last few years, and the rise is expected to continue. So the deposits that otherwise seem to be, well, almost close to, you know, or being to the end of their productions are now revived.
How environmental is the method used to extract uranium today? In other words, how will the extended period of uranium mining affect the environment?
The total amount of the uranium that was extracted from the rocks is something like 55,000 of the tons, and there might be remaining something like 115,000 of the tons of the uranium. This uranium is associated with two types of the deposit. The first type is deep-seated hydrothermal deposits. They may go almost as deep as 2 kilometers, and there are usually no big environmental issues. Sometimes, you know, with the waste deposits and so on. On the other hand, the biggest deposit still to be extracted is located in Upper Creature sandstones, and they are highly porous. And in the recent years, the uranium was extracted by the use of the mixture of the acids. And this extraction of the acid has caused widespread destruction of the groundwater aquifers. And it will take decades, you know, to repair the damage that was done. So for sure, you know, for any new uranium deposits to be open, you will have to evaluate the type of the deposits, but when it will be the most promising deposits, like in the sandstone, you know, there are likely to be a great environmental obstacle.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Dolní Rožina mine's role? What actually happens to the uranium that is extracted?
Dolní Rožinka is the only functioning uranium mine in Czech Republic. The uranium is mined from the depths up to almost 1,000 meters, and the deposit is continuing. So we believe that in Dolní Rožinka, we may expect maybe some other 5 to 10 years of the uranium extraction. You know, you are never able to extract all the uranium. There are the regions close by to the deposit are enriched by the uranium, and this uranium cannot be taken out economically. So it's used. It's put on the wastes around in the region. And because uranium migrates so easily into the water, so part of the uranium might be leached and may endanger the area. Fortunately for Dolní Rožinka, people got used to the mine. If you have the continuity of the mine, people will get used to it, and they are not against mining. But if you would like to open, we have seen it in gold deposits and elsewhere, a new deposit, then very likely a public is to form the negative attitude and will fiercely fight against any mining, and especially of that uranium.
Geology expert Václav Cílek speaking there to Radio Prague's Dieter Asiedu.